My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Well, welcome back to the Computer Corner, hour number two. We hope that everybody is now sitting in front of their PCs. If you're running Windows XP, Windows 2000, and maybe even older versions of Windows.
Because you're listening to the Computer Corner. It's been being brought to you by the fine folks at Gold Circuit Incorporated. If you've got old technology that you need to have properly disposed of, these are your guys. You got sensitive data, these are your guys. Check them out at goldcircuit.com or give them a holler at 480-829-0404.
If you want to make sure it's really gone, you want to make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands, they can make sure all that happens for you.
It's all them. All right, so we've been asking all of you that have Windows 2000, Windows NT, to get in front of your machines for this amazing time in our lives.
Should we have a moment of silence?
It's our divine intervention. No, not so divine. Well, kind of in our intervention segment here. If you're Windows 2000, Windows XP specifically, if you'll hit Control, Shift, and Escape.
We're going to assume that you're doing this from Windows, the regular desktop with Windows running and you logged in.
Go ahead and do that Control, Shift, Escape. Now, if you've got other programs running right now, go ahead and close all of those so you don't get kind of a false reading on what's going on. What we're going to show you here is how you can check to see how many things are kind of going on behind the scenes that you clearly probably had no idea was going on that could have a direct result in the performance of your computer. Most of you can probably remember, especially if your machine's a year or two old, that you know when you first got your computer, it ran really good. It was fast. And there was much rejoicing. And now it's like you turn it on, it takes 46 minutes to get to the point where you can actually do anything. And the difference is in what you've allowed to come into your system. And you've heard us preach about that for quite some time. We're now going to show you how you can see how many things are running and what those things are, and then give you all kinds of tools, if you're technical, to go out and figure out what they are, to figure out whether you can get rid of them or not. Or if you're not technical, to figure out that you probably should find somebody that is technical to give you a hand so you can get that machine back to the way it was. Now, the reason we're doing this is what we deal with by the thousands every month in all of our stores. This is the most common thing we do to show people kind of what's going on in their machine and why things are so slow. So if you've done the Control, Shift, Escape, your Windows Task Manager should be up, and it's probably in an Applications window. And if there's anything in there, that means you still have some program that's visible running, so you want to go ahead and properly shut down those programs. But the first thing we want to have you do is pop on over to the Performance tab. Now, when you get there, there's going to be a couple of cool little graphs, which is why we thought, you know, this is easy. We can show people these graphs, right?
Pictures are like 1,000 words, right?
Yeah, and they're fun, and they're good and good for you.
And they taste like chicken.
Sometimes. So the top one talks about your CPU. That's your central processing unit. When they talk about CPU, they're talking about the brains. You know, you've heard Intel, you've heard Celeron, Pentium 4, AMD's various processors. That's what it's specifically talking about, that little engine in there, the guy that does all the thinking in your computer.
It's like the heart of your system.
So right now you should have no programs running, and your CPU usage should be very, very low. Now,
when we say very, very low, just to give you an idea, the studio computer that's running Windows XP that I'm sitting in front of, it's sitting at 0%. That's pretty low.
Yeah.
It might not be that low for you. That might still be okay. But if it's looking like it's somewhere in the 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90%, and you're not doing anything right now,
you got trouble, buddy.
Now, if it's more than zero and you're doing nothing, that might still be okay, but it shouldn't be significantly more.
If it's spiking up and down and you're doing nothing, that means something is trying to do some work in the background with Windows or using some of the resources Windows has, and it's going up and down. That's usually a good indicator that there's something you need to get rid of in your system. If it's sitting there going up and down, or if the processor speed is constantly at a 20, 30, 40% level, and you're doing nothing, you have no programs open, there's no reason why the processor should be, you know, at that rate. So that's number one. Number two, if you look at the PF usage and the page file usage history, PF is short for page file, without getting too technical, this just is a kind of a memory allocation process that Windows uses. So if you've been doing this, this yellow line on the second graph should be there along the bottom. And if it's any higher than that first set of blocks, then you probably have been using quite a bit of your paging history, or excuse me, your page file system, which means, again, you've got things running in the background that are taking resources away from Windows, slowing it down for everything else you want to do.
That page file history, that word page file, you can think of as kind of virtual memory or a piece of your hard drive that's used like RAM to try to make your computer run a little more efficiently.
Or if you want to get a full explanation, you can read this week's column, which talks about virtual memory and what happens or why you would get a message that says virtual memory is low. So you can go to that resource. And again, all the resources for what we're talking about and ways for you to deal with what you see are all posted at datadoctors.com in the radio show section. Now, the final thing we want you to look at for this point of the show is down bottom left-hand corner. It says processes. This is the easy one.
And actually, if you want to click over on the processes tab...
Well, no, let's not get there yet.
Yeah,
let's do that next. The first thing you want to see is, again, with nothing running, you don't have any programs running, those processes should be... I mean, if it's a really clean machine, it'll be below 20. If it's a machine that's got a lot of stuff down there by the clock, it might be at 25 or 30. But if you're over 25 or 30 and you're not running any programs, you probably want to have your machine looked at. You could have all kinds of adware, spyware, extra programs. Your kids may have loaded a bunch of file sharing programs that load automatically. There could be all kinds of things going on that you don't know about that are stealing resources from Windows.
That number that's at the lower left, the reason that I wanted him to go to the processes tab is there's a little checkbox at the bottom of the processes tab that says show processes from all users. You want to make sure that's checked so that it's showing everything that's going on in your machine, not just what's going on in your piece of the machine. So make sure you check that little box. If it exists, it may not exist for some people, or it may be grayed out. That's okay.
So now if you do click over to the processes screen, this is where it gets kind of technical. It'll literally show you everything that's running in the background, process by process, with, of course, some of the things you may be able to figure out, like taskmgr.exe is the actual program we're in, Task Manager. Of course, it's going to be taking resources. If you want to see the thing that's hogging up your processing power, and this is good for any time you're having a problem where the machine seems to be unresponsive. It kind of goes to sleep for a while, and then it starts to come back, and it's like almost hanging up and coming back. You can actually go to this screen. Remember the Control, Shift, Escape. Go to the processes and click on the CPU header twice. And what that'll do is resort all of these processes based on the ones that are using the most CPU power. And the highest percentage.
The one that's called system idle process, if that's using all the power,
that's okay. Yeah.
That means this is what's left over.
That's what Windows has in reserve for you when you ask it to do something. So a lot of times you're going to see that there's a program in there, and it'll be some encrypted like atkosd.exe, or you know, there's all kinds of little apps that could be in there. And it's using a lot of your processing power. So if you have the wherewithal, you can go track down what that means with a number of different resources we posted, again, at our website, datadoctors.com/radio, or just go to the radio show section. We're not about to try to tell you about every particular process that's going on, because there's tens of thousands of them.
Here's one that could be easy for you to figure out. It's E_S0BIC1.exe.
Oh, of course. It's pretty obvious what that is, isn't it?
Right.
And by the way, you can put that string into Google and do a search, or you can use any of the resources we've kind of posted there. So that's going to complete the basic checkup. This is something you can do once a month, especially if you've got kids in the house that are kind of running roughshod over you, and they're installing stuff all over the place, and you want to kind of see where you're at. After a while, you'll get an idea where the system should be, and you'll be able to identify you got a situation very quickly because you know what it's supposed to be, and you know it's not there anymore. So those performance levels, these are little gauges that you can watch. This is far better than those idiot lights and those little error messages you get that really don't explain what the heck's going on.
These are like some pretty good check engine lights that give you some really good ideas of where things are. And then if you take the information that it presents you along with the resources at our website, you can track down some solutions possibly for some of the problems that might be there.
How are we doing on time? Did we eat up a big chunk?
Oh, we're okay. We got like 3 minutes.
All right. Well, just going to switch gears here for a second. Brad, who works for a local printer repair company, wanted to chime in on the whole
The all-in-one printer scanner.
Printer, right. Yeah. He said he services these things all day long. He said, absolutely positively stay away from the ink-based multifunction printers. He said he sees them all the time, and by and large, it's nearly impossible for them to get parts to get the thing fixed. So it is, as I stated, real high likelihood you're going to have a disposable printer. And if the printer part goes out, and then you got the scanner, and you're going to end up with this mess of software to be able to get this and another device to work. And it's just really not a good idea unless it's just a real casual use. What he suggests for businesses is go to a laser-based multifunction printer. They're much more reliable, at a lower cost per page, much easier to service. And unless you need color, you know, in a business a lot of times you don't need color for standard correspondences, get a laser-based multifunction printer. It's a scanner and some of these other things. He says they tend to have a more reliable track record and a little easier to service. And he said they start about $499, about $500 or a little higher.
They're going to be a little more upfront, but you're going to spend a lot less, especially in a business environment, on the supplies. Because laser toner, in the long run, you're going to go through it a lot less, and it's going to last a lot longer, and it's going to cost a lot less than ink refills, which you're going to blow through those things.
And if you're a customer, if you're one that's had a multifunction inkjet printer and it's worked beautifully all its life and it's the greatest, just save yourself the email. We know you had a great experience. Unfortunately, you had one great experience. We in the business get to see tens of thousands of bad experiences, and when we see products that consistently cause problems in a short period of time, we warn you all about it. That's what we're here for. We're bringing our experience to the table. So it's the old Ford Chevy thing. Of course, somebody can have a Ford and have a great experience, and somebody can have a Ford and have a horrible experience. That really does not have any bearing on the vast majority of what's going on out there. You have to take large samplings, which we get to do now with the 50-odd stores that we have open all over the country. We know what we see on a regular basis. That's what we're reporting to you. So save yourself the keystrokes. We know that you had a great experience. Congratulations. But we're only talking about one with you. We're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, with us.
Did you just say something bad about Fords or Chevys?
No.
Oh, because save your email on that, too. Ken knows nothing about cars.
Yeah, I do.
Well, the turn signal.
Yeah.
And the place put gas in.
Sure.
That's it.
Is there anything else?
And that oil on the windshield does not make for
yeah,
a good drive.
I sprayed oil on my windshield today. I think they blew a gasket or something. See, I know. All right. Well, we're gonna go to break here. When we come back, we're going to give you additional support for your quest to learn about tasks and task management in a Windows operating system with our download of the week, our Geek Speak of the week, our tips and tricks, our resources. We got all kinds of stuff. If you wanted to learn about the task manager, it's like everything you've ever wanted to know about the task manager, but we're afraid to ask. That's the theme of today's show.
You can check out the resources online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all that stuff. And we'll be back in just a minute with our Geek Speak of the Week and more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620, KTAR.